listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to speak to you about a combination that you may not have thought of before, the combination of grace and salt. You'll see what I mean. I'm going to read to you from Colossians chapter 4, verses 5 and 6, where we read this. Walk in wisdom toward those who are outside, redeeming the time. Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each one. In the previous lines in the book of Colossians, Paul wrote about prayer in the Christian life. But the Christian life isn't only lived in the prayer closet. There also must be practical, lived-out Christianity, which lives wisely towards those who are outside. How we speak has a lot to do with this, so we must let our speech always be seasoned with grace. Now, in those early days of Christianity, lots of false reports went out about regarding the followers of Jesus. Terrible lies about Christians were widely promoted. Yet the simple, wise living of everyday believers went a long way to proving those false reports wrong. Christians are often judged by what they say and how they say it. Everything should be marked with grace, which means both God's grace and human graciousness. But Paul also told the Colossians, and us by the Holy Spirit, that our speech should also be seasoned with salt. And the idea behind that is to speak with wit and humor. That's a great combination, both grace and wit. William Barclay translated Colossians 4, chapter 6 this way. Let your speech always be with gracious charm, seasoned with the salt of wit, so that you will know the right answer to give in every case. Our conversation will then be both pleasant and wise, and those who don't yet know Jesus will like speaking with us. Ask for more grace and extra salt for your speaking, so much so that people want to speak with you. All this helps us to know how you ought to answer each one. Paul believed that Christians would answer others from biblical truth and that they would work at knowing how to communicate those answers towards those who are outside. Now, this section of Paul's letter to the Colossians shows that God cares both about our personal prayer life and our interaction with the world. He cares both about the prayer closet and the public street, and he wants us to care about both also. This is also an important idea to connect with the earlier passages of Colossians. Paul spent a lot of time in this letter explaining the truth and answering bad teaching. Yet, all that correct knowledge of the truth was of little good until it was applied both in the prayer closet and the public street of daily life. We could say that here, Paul genuinely completed this letter. Now, it's up to us to both pray and speak right, being full of grace and salt. God helping us, we'll do just that today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.